Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just. A Cullom, North Dakota teen charged with sexually assaulting a young boy this summer has now pleaded guilty. 18-year-old Zachary Richardson is charged with one count of felony gross sexual imposition. Court documents say Richardson and the 4-year-old victim live in the same neighborhood, attend speech therapy together, and are friends. On the evening of August 4th, documents say Richardson and the victim were playing in the victim's bedroom with a ball. The victim's mother told investigators the bedroom door was initially open when they played. The victim's mother says around 8:30 that night she heard her son yelling a word he uses to describe genitals. She says she saw that the bedroom door was closed and says she heard Richardson tell her son to be quiet and something along the lines of, quote, "You're going to be in trouble," unquote. Richardson's foster mom told officers she has taken away all of Richardson's electronics as he was regularly engaging in sexual and pornographic sites. Richardson will be sentenced on March 18th of 2021. North Dakota has surpassed 1,000 deaths due to complications from COVID-19, with about half of the fatalities coming in just over a month. Health officials confirmed 18 new deaths Saturday, bringing the statewide death total from the virus to 1,007. There were 411 fatalities in November, the deadliest month since the pandemic began, and 30 so far in December. There were 1,570 new cases per 100,000 people in North Dakota over the past 2 weeks, which ranks first in the country for new cases per capita. One in every 161 people in North Dakota tested positive in the past week. Meanwhile, South Dakota's top law enforcement officer says a measure legalizing marijuana in the state is legal, and a lawsuit challenging it should be tossed out. Attorney General Jason Ramsburg's office asked a judge in court filings Thursday to dismiss the lawsuit by Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tom and Highway Patrol Superintendent Rick Miller. South Dakota in November became the first state to legalize recreational and medical pot on the same ballot, after supporters of the two measures joined forces and promoted them as a package deal. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.